Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
And now this will be stuck in my head the rest of the day, like it always is. Just like when we do the script, I try to remember every single Sunday afternoon, like, what did I say? That was so long ago.
I don't remember at 8:20 what I said.
I don't really remember.
Welcome to old age, yeah. Dustman.
I don't really remember anything after 4:20. But I will remember to remind you about this. Tonight I will be with the guys at Buffalo Wild Wings. The Overland Park location on 105th Street. So come out. Mitchell Schwartz will be there. I will be there.
Can he still play? Can you ask him, hey, can you play left tackle?
Please. We're definitely going to dive into that sort of stuff.
But he's lost a ton of weight, so I don't know that he's ready.
There's no way.
Very in shape.
If you remember Mitchell Schwartz, he was Von Miller's kryptonite.
Yep.
And Von Miller's prime.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, Von Miller just couldn't get it done against
Mitchell Schwartz.
Mitchell Schwartz.
Because he was the best that ever lived at that position.
But yeah, I mean, you get Von Miller's number, can you call Wanye Morris?
That's right.
And be like, hey man, I know you don't want to hear this, but this is what I did. I think that phone call should be merited. But
And then Wanye Morris goes, who? And then Mitchell Schwartz goes, Google me, because I've seen that in person and it happen. Yeah, no, it was the Royals locker room. It was Amos Otis, I think it was.
A.O.
Not A.O., Willie Akins.
Yeah.
And he was talking to Brandon Finnegan.
Oh.
And he's like, yeah, I used to play here. And Finnegan's like, hey, whatever, man. Like, I don't care. And he's like, you can Google me. And I was like, oh, my God.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll do the Richard of the Week. But right now, we dive into what we like to do on a Friday at 8 o'clock. We get into the script. Bob, I think your name is on the list first.
Actually, Max is.
Oh, it's Max.
Yeah, it's Max's first shot at this one. It's all brought to you by the good folks at Foaling. Get your foal on. Reserve your lane today at foalingkc.com. If you get a bonk and the bonk horn goes off, you write your name on the wall. Let me know that you're dominating in foaling. So, Mac.
Tell them what a bonk is.
A bonk is when you knock down the middle pin.
I've never had a bonk. I want a
bonk,
man.
You know how hard that is to get a bonk?
Have you had a bonk?
I did, yeah. I was the first one to get a bonk.
No.
Yep.
I had a glass bonk.
Yep.
The bonk king.
I was also there before it opened and like took 85 million shots.
That's fair. I beat Mitchell Schwartz in foaling. It was my athletic peak, honestly. Sure
did you throw underhand?
I didn't. I didn't listen to your advice.
I mean, why would you? You're 27. You know, I don't know.
I know everything.
Yeah, you know it all.
Exactly.
Throw it underhand. No, I'm not going to do that.
Thanks,
actually,
Fesco.
The long snappers that they've had in there, like during football bowl games and things like that, at Foaling all over the place. The long snapper for I think it was Central Michigan. Boom! 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 Boom!
Wow!
Boom. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to it. So I agree with Alex Gold. He said it on That Betting Show.
Which one?
That one. That the Chiefs cover 4.5. I'm with him on that one. Mitch Holtis brought it up how McDuffie talked about how the secondary needs that swagger back. They have to regain that confidence. If this isn't the game to do that, then I don't know what is. That is,
I got to get my swagger back.
You got to do it right here. Time to force at least one turnover. Just 10 on the season. Tied for third least in the NFL.
That's not why you're betting 4.5. You're bucking the trend.
You know,
oh for 7.
going against the public.
Okay.
Yeah. They're gonna cover the spread. They're gonna get at least one turnover on Sunday. Pacheco is going to be unleashed. We thought that last week. I think it's gonna happen this week. It makes sense with the game plan. They gotta be able to run the ball. Give it to Pop.
And with it being 7 degrees, I mean
yes, exactly.
Celsius.
7 degrees.
Not the dating salon.
Chiefs are going to run the ball over 30 times this game.
Snow.
Lots of jet sweeps. Think of that San Fran game that I talked about a little bit ago from a couple years ago. Bosa's head was on a swivel. Hopefully they can do that to Myles Garrett. That's what Andy Reid's job is for Sunday. But Myles Garrett will still do well. 2 sacks, 4 pressures. Mahomes gets sacked 3.5 times total. Kelce does get the record. He scores. Chiefs win 23-16.
A lot of Jets are going to be weeping, it says in your script. Why?
Jets. Oh, yeah. The Jets are weeping. Oh, my. Lots of Jets weeping.
Oh, lots of Jets weeping.
Oh, Dolly, he's hot today.
That's on the way. Littlefinger.
He was typing that whenever he was playing Golden Tee at Shields.
By the way, you know how hard it is to shop at Costco and not want to buy a Golden Tee machine?
No, I don't. No.
Oh, man. I don't have that same urge.
They also have NBA Jam.
Okay. No, it's, yeah.
Like, it's tough, man. I just stay away from the toy aisle.
Yeah.
Like Duncan's toy chest.
I try to just stay away from the food aisle in all the stores.
But those are everywhere.
I want everything.
Then you're just like centrally located.
Like produce. Lean meats, boom, out. Thank you, Hy-Vee. All right, except for those, they have those Kings Hawaiian pretzels now that I am hooked on. At first, I didn't. I was like, eh, now I'm like, okay.
Can't stop.
Once you pop, you can't stop. Kings Hawaiian pretzels only at Hy-Vee. All right, Dustman. I don't really have a feel on this game. Mm. Like, this is the first game of the year where I'm just like, God, I just don't know what's going to happen. And that's weird because on paper, we're 1, you're 3-10. That should signify.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
5 blowout, right? But I think based on what we've seen all year, it's going to be a closer game than we all expect. The Chiefs will not run one play to the left side of the field the entire game. Not one play. You'll see the spray chart, if you will. It will be dominated by run right, pass. pass right, screen right, live right. Like, that's just going to be the way that it is. I think it is going to be a big-time game for the running backs. It will be their largest output of the season from a yard standpoint, and the carries will be fairly split between Kareem Hunt and Pop. A little bit of a revenge for Kareem. Pop finally back now, third game, like, let's get going type of thing. I do think the defense will get that swagger back. They will force two turnovers, but they will be late in the game. They'll be Jameis trying to make a play, and we'll have that interception or a fumble or that strip sack or something of that nature that we've been kind of craving all season long. I do think Kelce breaks the record in Cleveland. Chiefs win 24-19.
Not mad about it. I'm trying to turn all my X's into checks here because that's how we do this on Monday morning. We try to get as many check marks and not X marks on our script. I really think they run the ball like a lot. 15 carries each for each running back for 50 yards apiece. Each guy's getting a 50-piece nugget in the backfield for the running backs. I also...
That used to be an appetizer for me.
I also like Xavier Worthy to get in on this action as well. Bob says they're not going to run to the left. That's impossible. You're going to have to eventually when Myles Garrett shifts over to the right. Mm-hmm. I think when they do that, that's when you hear the kill, 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 and whatever sign that is, it's Xavier Worthy running a jet sweep to the opposite side because he's too fast to adjust to. Give me over 25 rushing yards for Xavier Worthy as well. I like both running backs to get an anytime touchdown in this game. Isaiah Pacheco, Kareem Hunt. You talk about Travis Kelce being back home. It's tough for him to get in the end zone this year, but this is also a semi-revenge game for Kareem Hunt. Why not get in the end zone and do that sleep-on-me sort of celebration in Cleveland like you did it as a Cleveland Brown in Kansas City? Bring it full circle.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Yeah.
I like how Jameis Winston can throw a pick in this game. I think he throws one too. A linebacker. I think this is a Nick Bolton interception. I think this is a Drew Tranquil or a Leo Chenal sort of interception where he just doesn't see the guy and he's scrambling because Chris Jones is on his ass and he throws an interception to one of those linebackers. Give me Nick Bolton for that interception. I do think Chris Jones gets in on the action and on the pressure. And I think he gets a sack and a half in this game. Chris Jones is starting to gear up. It's that time of the year where the defensive line should really start to show up with the addition of Minnehue as well to this. It could be another one of those games. And here we go, boys. Here's my best script prediction. Score of this game? 19-17.
There you go.
Why not?
Three-peat.
Yep. Why not? The season of three-peats. Let's keep the three-peats going. Get to 13-1 the weekend of Taylor Swift's birthday that was on Friday, December 13th. You're 13-1. You do it in Kelce's hometown. For the love of his life. And how about not that? Another three-peat, 19-17. That's my score because why not? And that is the script brought to you by Foaling. Go get your foal on.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.